8 magical steps to attract love, a relationship, even marriage. These are powerful steps.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, thank you for following us on YouTube. We are there every day with a YouTube video for you. And thank you for subscribing to this podcast. We're going to share with you 8 magical steps using the power of the law of attraction to help you attract love, a relationship, even marriage. You can have it all. Listen, we believe at Law of Attraction Solutions that you deserve the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. Claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, number one, write a letter to your higher self. Now, what is your higher self? Well, you have your ego and you have your animal self, but there's a part of you that is bornless and timeless. It's the what people oftentimes refer to as the God portion of you, or the flow of God into your reality, into who you are. It's the part of you that is eternal, the part that was never born, will never die. Some people call it your holy guardian angel. Other people call it your higher self or source energy or simply God. Whatever works for you, write a letter to your higher self. And in this letter, express clearly and cleanly exactly what your intention is. My intention is to attract the love of my life into my life for a long-term, everlasting relationship. However you want to phrase it, put it in your own language. Number two, after you've written the letter, hold that letter in your hand and visualize in your mind. Close your eyes for a moment. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to have the love that I desire in my life? What does it feel like to have somebody that loves me and cares about me, worries about me, trusts me, believes in me? What does it feel like? Next, fold the letter up and put it in a box. I prefer a wooden box, and you can anoint the box with a little bit of almond oil or olive oil. But put it in the box, put the box up in the top of your closet, and forget about it. Just let it go. Number four, as you think about attracting someone into your life, into your heart, into your daily routine, attract someone who elevates your soul, who takes you to a higher level. Perhaps you're working out more. Perhaps you're going to church more. You're praying more. You're meditating more. You're eating cleaner. Somebody that takes you to your highest potential. Number five, create space. If you have an apartment or a house, create space in that house. Now, you may end up living somewhere else together, but it is a message to the universe. It's a message to your higher self that you have created space, and that space needs to be fulfilled. You know, there's an old Latin truth that says nequaqua vacuum, which means nowhere a void, or it really means nature abhors a void. Nature will always fill a void. So if you create a void in your life, a physical void, nature, the universe, will go out of its way to fulfill that void and to bring someone special into your life. Number six is a term that I'm borrowing from the late Stephen Covey in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, it's sharpen the saw. Sharpen the saw means that if you're going to go out and chop down a tree or cut down a tree, you want to have a sharp saw. Sharpen the saw means don't wait till you're in a relationship to work on yourself. Don't wait till the relationship is breaking up to start getting better. Do it right now. Long before the relationship has happened, or before the two of you are together, or before it's committed, sharpen the saw. Work on yourself, your confidence, your personal power, your magnetism, your body, your health, your vitality. And then number 7, only settle for someone who matches your vibration. You know what kind of vibe you want to live. You know what kind of vibe you want to have around you. You want to have an exceptional and extraordinary vibration that you can share. And so if somebody doesn't match your vibe, then no matter how much you enjoy other aspects of the relationship, it's probably not going to be totally comfortable for you. Find somebody that's on the same vibration as you. And number 8, release the pain of the past. Look at high flyers. We all have pain. We all have gone through some stuff. I know you have. I believe you. You know, that's part of the human experience. But release it. Let it go. Don't allow it to influence today and all your tomorrows. You're going to have an incredible relationship. Follow these 8 magical steps, but more importantly, send me a letter to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com and just say, hey, Robert, here's how things are going. Hey, if you've been listening to our podcast for any length of time and you've gotten good results listening to it, send us a testimonial. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening. By the way, be sure and visit us at miraclehypnosisonline.com and claim your free 7 days of free miracle hypnosis. Okay, a lot of good things there for you. We will talk to you soon. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.